Text numéro 40. It's time for the demise of capital punishment in the US. Executions have decreased 75% since their peak in 1996, and Connecticut joined 17 other states in abolishing capital punishment. The United States justice system killed 43 people last year. It represents a significant departure from the death penalty happy 1980s and 90s, when hundreds of inmates were killed every year. The United States is in the good company of China, Iran, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia as one of the top five executioners in the world. Not to be outdone, it imprisons more people than any other nation ever has. We have 5% of the world's population, but 25% of the world's prisoners. And we lock up more of our children than anyone else. Texas alone has sentenced more than 400 minors to life behind bars. As Michelle Alexander details in her book, The New Jim Crow, our mass incarceration system functions as a means of social control as Jim Crow laws did. African Americans are 13% of the US population, but comprise 40% of its prisoners. The death penalty is racialized. More than three quarters of death penalty convictions are for crimes involving white victims, although half of murder victims nationwide are black. A black defendant accused of murdering a white victim is three times more likely to get the death penalty than a white person accused of killing a white victim. Despite the fact that our prison industry is a systematic method of racial oppression, we should ask ourselves, what is the death penalty for? It doesn't deter crime. It punishes a perpetrator, but does so with a sentence that can't be undone. We cannot know how many executed men were actually innocent. But even if we could be completely certain that all death row inmates were guilty, we should still oppose the death penalty. The state's ability to infringe upon the basic freedoms of its citizens through incarceration is not a power that should be taken lightly. It is a power that must sometimes be levelled to achieve a fully functional society, but it must be treated with exceptional reverence. The power to deprive citizens of their liberty is, after all, the power to curtail most of what we understand as living. State-sponsored killings do not promote esteem for our justice system. They promote distrust and fear. A justice system where the criminal defendant is presumed innocent, where the state bears the burden of proving guilt, and where all accused are entitled to be heard by a jury of their peers, is, in theory, a marvellous one. But punishing offenders with state-sponsored physical and psychological torture, like solitary confinement, and ignored physical and psychological torture, like prison rape and assault, turn the potentially noble into the actively sadistic. Adapted from the New York Times, January 2013.